All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. My name is Jessica Zaleski. If I haven't met you before, I'm the executive director for G-Team. Super excited to connect with everyone about our upcoming Martin Luther King camp to Colorado. I'm also recording this, so if there's any questions you'd prefer not to ask, you could always send them afterwards, or I'll stop recording at the end, and feel free to connect then as well. And just to give you a bit of an overview, we've been doing this camp in Colorado for over 20 years. We've been going to Copper Mountain specifically for most of those years. I think we're probably on year 19. Prior to that, we went to, we stayed more in the Breckenridge area, but we're really happy with having our camp at Copper Mountain. It's one of the most family-friendly and kid-friendly resorts in Colorado. The nice part about it, especially being a coach and a parent myself, is where we stay at Copper Mountain is right in the village. It's right where everything happens, and we're able to also keep everyone pretty well occupied and busy and know where everyone is at all times. There's no neighborhoods or other towns nearby. There's nowhere to go but the village, and it works out great. Everything is right there, where we stay, where we eat, where we go on the mountain, and then also Woodward as well. So with that, we have our registration open online right now. It is a four-day camp with 3 days on the mountain. So we fly out on Friday after school, and then we fly back late on Monday night. So we should be able to get 3 full days on the mountain, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And this camp is primarily freestyle and free riding. So we don't necessarily have any racing happening at this camp specifically. We fly together as a team. And so we have our flights on our information PDF that's online. So we just ask that you book the same flights and cross-reference our coaches. When you book them, often the airlines are going to want to know who your child is flying with, especially if they're a minor. And we will essentially try to have a really good meetup time where we'll meet all the kids together at the airport. We check in together, we go through security together, and from there, all the way back to Minnesota at the completion of the camp, we're together as a team the whole time. And we have a great group of coaches that are going as well. We're still finalizing those coaches. We have a few that are definitely going, and then additional coaches go as needed, just depending on the numbers that will be going. So that may include Jace, Cameron, Logan, and Kelsey. And they've all traveled with us and know our protocols and do a really great job of ensuring that the kids are having a great experience, but most importantly, that their whereabouts are always known, where they are, we're together, and most importantly, they're always safe. And with that, once we get into Colorado, after we fly there as a team, we charter a shuttle that takes us directly to Copper Mountain, where we're staying. And then when we're at Copper Mountain, we stay right on site, right in the village, which makes it amazing. We're not having to like drive back and forth to go places. Everything we need is right there at Copper Mountain. And once we get settled in, we try to make sure the kids ease into the experience because it is at a very high altitude, especially compared to a lot of the big resorts in Colorado. So we try to make sure the kids ease into their environment there at Copper. And that's with getting rest, lots of fluids, and trying to ease into activities as well. And all those things won't do any benefit unless the kids make sure they do those things before they even leave. So the days leading up to departure, we try to make sure the kids are well-rested, well-hydrated, well-nourished, and prepared to go on the camp. Once we get there, the lodging is separated by gender if we do have girls going. And we also try to separate even further by age. And also if there's any friendships or teammates where they regularly train together, we try to accommodate those for the lodging arrangements that we'll have. And the lodging on site also has some other really cool different amenities. There's a really cool rec center with a pool and an exercise area. And then obviously Woodward. If you haven't heard of Woodward before, it is quite an amazing facility. There's a facility called The Barn, which is located right in the village at Copper. And they have ski and snowboard ramps. They have trampolines. They have foam pits. They have indoor skateboard park. Everything. It is quite an amazing facility. The kids get hooked on it. It is super fun. So we incorporate that into the camp as well within our schedule without having to hopefully make it too much on the kids during the camp energy-wise. And while we're staying in Copper, we try our best to make sure that the kids are eating well. So we'll do a pretty mixed variety of different options for breakfast. And then the kids make their own lunch in the morning before we head out on the mountain, which we help the kids with for those that haven't made lunches before. And then we eat together as a team back at the condo where we're staying. And then the last night we'll typically go out for dinner as well or order in pizza. And from there, we basically, once the camp is wrapped up on Monday, we'll take our shuttle back to Minnesota, or we'll fly back to Minnesota. And that's pretty much our travel itinerary. Some of the specifics that you'd need that are not included with the camp are all outlined as well, and I'll just highlight some of those important items. The airfare is not included, as well as the baggage. There's always a possibility that we might be able to get a single free bag at Delta, which is on the outbound flight. And the return that we had posted there, we did price it out with the option of the business bundle, where they do get two bags included. And so combined between the airfares, it was around, I think it was $123 and $213. And I think after baggage with Delta, it's still going to be around $400, which isn't too bad for December going to Copper Mountain, which is a pretty popular place. And then the only other item that they would need would be a Copper season pass. We get a discounted rate because we're a partner with Copper Mountain, so we're one of their teams. And so we're able to get a discounted rate on those passes, and that'll be good on all the days that we are there. It is typically less to do that than to get daily tickets. And the nice part about it is if your kid comes back for another camp this year or they make it to Nationals, that pass would be good all throughout their time at Copper Mountain this season. And then there's also a few discounted perks with shops and such throughout the mountain at Copper. And prior to the camp, we'll send out an itinerary with point of contact, packing list, where we'll meet, where we'll stay, all the protocols. We also have the families fill out a questionnaire so we can find out as much about your child. You know, have they traveled before without family? Have they been at altitude before in the mountains? Do they have any sleeping patterns or issues that we need to know about? Any dietary restrictions or dislikes? So we try to make sure that we can make the experience as awesome as possible for the kids that are going. And a couple other last items. There's a good chance that we may get some airbag training while we're out there, which would be really awesome. And I do know that the parks will be open. The half pipe will be open. If any of your kids are USASA competitors, the other nice part is if they're spending time in the park, it is going to be pretty similar to what they'll experience during Nationals. So it's a nice way to get ready for those kids that are going back in the spring. And obviously the free riding there is incredible. So you can't go wrong with all the free riding at Copper Mountain. And if you'd rather not have your child travel with the team, there is an option where you could do the day camp. So you could go as a family and go out there, stay out there separately, and then participate during the day. So that would definitely be an option. You can certainly sign up for that as well. And I'd say the kids that go every year absolutely love it. It is a lot of fun. It's always good snow at Copper, and the resort speaks for itself. It's super fun. Let's see. Looking through my notes, see if there's anything else. All right. I am happy to open it up if there's any questions. I did post on the chat feature on this Google Meet. If you want to put it in there, or you could just turn your mic off. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Kara, are you, looks like you're talking, but I can't hear you. Hold on 1 second. I don't know why it's not. If you give me 1 second, I'm just going to pull it up on my phone just so I can hear you. I don't know why it's not working.